And on the line now, I have Gary Tyrrell, Climate Action Officer with Antoshka Environmental and Education Unit. Hello, Gary. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, no, very well, thanks. How are yourself?
Okay, in the news quite a lot now, more than ever before, climate change. So, Climate Ambassador Programme, tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, no, it's all about getting the community together, listening and learning together, and then leading. You know, it's about connecting the farmers to the engineers, to the teachers, to the students, and getting, we're very much a ground-up movement where we're training our guys, but we're also having meetings throughout the year, getting them together, getting them to share their experiences, what they're doing, what their plans are. And those meetings and those talks, those presentations that they're giving at those meetings have been a great facilitator then of conversations within the groups. So the guys go away then feeling energised and ready for the next round of actions that they're going to take. So with all the training that we give them, we ask them to carry out two acts of climate action and two acts of climate communication throughout the year. And the climate communications could indeed be an interview on the radio, getting an article in the newspaper, or giving a talk to a group of people. And, you know, anything and everything really about getting the message out there, raising awareness. And then the actions have been a huge range of things that our guys have done this year from, and everything's on scale as well, so it could be getting the community together to plant trees or to help to get their canteen to become, you know, having meat-free Mondays or going single-use plastics-free and a whole huge range of things, renewable energy communities and so on, you know. So it's been a very exciting year.
It's great. I think that's the way to go. It has been for a few years now, is through the young people, because I think a lot of older people are a little bit Trumpish, if I can use that phrase, and sort of they don't, even though it's happening in front of their eyes on the news, they see it every night and different all over the world, the different things that's happening with the climate. They still seem to think it's not really. That's, you know, it's just, you know, people panicking and all that sort of kind. So it's through the youth we get truth.
That's true. Well, I mean, we've seen the success of, like, Antoshka has many other successful programs such as Green Skills, which you might have heard of, and Clean Coast. And Green Skills in particular has been successful in the students in primary and secondary skills. And now indeed, Green Campus we also have in colleges. But particularly with the primary and secondary students, they're learning about the environment, and they've been going home now for 25 years back home and becoming, you know, police of the bins at home, say, for example, and all of a sudden they're telling the whole family, don't put that in that bin, that has to go to the green bin, and yes, so on. Yeah. So absolutely, yeah, the youth have been instrumental in the beginning of the changes of the cultural shifts that we're seeing now. But I think, in fairness, like, we just had our award ceremony yesterday, our Climate Ambassador Award ceremony, so it was the culmination of the first year of this programme. And it was absolutely amazing to see, you know, all the stories and the successes and the wins that our guys have been doing throughout the year. So we have about a quarter, there's just over 100 climate ambassadors, and about a quarter of them are from secondary schools, another quarter from third level, and then the other half has been, you know, adult members of the community. So in fairness to the adult members of the community, they have definitely pulled their weight and played their part. And so I think there is a massive realisation that's happening now with the likes of Blue Planet 2. You know, that's been a huge game changer, particularly for marine litter. But we're also seeing things like the Citizens' Assembly that happened, the two of them, the two weekends that happened last year. And that was where 99 citizens got together and were presented the facts by experts. And then they came up with 13 recommendations in this case. And so, you know, that's going through the political end of things now as well. So that's what we're trying to encourage, is not only have the ground-up movement and community-level stuff, but also to be talking to the decision-makers, be that in business or politics or local authorities and so on. So our guys have been doing that as well. So it's kind of a trying to use a whole plethora of approaches and being as diverse as possible, because we need to get everybody on board. We need to, you know, not only have the students, but also to have everybody else, and, you know, to take their concerns on board as well, because it's such an all-encompassing major issue that, you know, it's affecting everybody. So we need everybody to have, you know, have their voice listened to, and then move forward together collectively, you know,
okay,
with these positive changes.
Okay, and people can look up climateambassador.ie for all the information on that. And you were just saying there about them talking to politicians. I hope they don't get too disillusioned and frustrated talking to them, because it seems to be just rhetoric all the time we're getting from them, not much happening. Is it liaisoned across Europe in any way, or is it just purely an Irish programme?
At the moment, it's purely an Irish programme. We actually, the Green Skills programme had their national operators meeting last week, and that happens every year in a country, in a different country. So there was, and this year, the 25th anniversary, it was held in Cork. So there was 90 countries being represented with around 100 delegates. So these are all the directors of the Green Skills programme in schools all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So myself and my colleague, Ronnie Ryan, we presented what we have been doing this first year. So it's a brand new program. It's not been done anywhere else in the world. Now, other countries are doing slightly different things, you know, in their Green Skills program. Some of them have like a kind of a climate change flag and things like that. But, you know, so we presented what we've been doing so far, and there's a very positive response. So we're hoping going forward that there will be link-ups with other countries, other Green Skill countries around the country. Have you heard of the Global Goals?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay, so that's a relatively new United Nations program, and there's 17 different goals in this, and the target is up to 2030. So you have things like zero hunger, and gender equality, you know, life on land, life below the sea, mm-hmm. and so on. But you also have climate action in there, and part of it is recognizing that it's a global effort that's required. But also a lot of these goals are interlinked with each other. So we're hoping now this year to really ratchet up our global goals efforts through climate action at an international level. So to link up with Green Skills in other parts of the world, but also to continue to link up at home as well. And to really make more efforts as well in mm-hmm. like globally helping with education, you know, awareness raising and you know, we're linking into all the other areas like energy, agriculture, transport, and so on.
Mm-hmm. It's terrific. It's very ambitious, but it's absolutely great to be so comprehensive across the board. Because when you're talking about the sea pollution as well, but the land pollution, that's sort of a little bit below the radar. That a lot of species are, if not some of them, are gone already, in danger of extinction, which is very important to the life of the humans on the planet. And these are sort of things that I think people are forgetting about, apart from everything else that's happening. But it's quite important to realise the species that are important to human life, as well as the species themselves.
Absolutely. No, like there's, in the last 40 years or so, a recent report said that we've lost 60% of all large mammals have become extinct, and that's part of a wider exponential curve that's been happening going back further in time. So we've had a massive amount of species loss on land, as you're saying, and in the water too. Like climate change is a big part of that, and we're seeing like ocean acidity in the oceans as well is having an impact on marine lives and on our corals and so on. But you know, it is important to remember that, you know, these actions are interlinked. So with other programs like the National Spring Clean and Clean Coast, you know, so the marine and litter issues are also linked into climate change. You know, mm-hmm. like, for example, a lot of the plastics are made from fossil fuels. You know, they come from oil. So, you know, there's lots of link-ups through it all. And as people going on, and they're connecting the dots with all of these things, like you're kind of suggesting there now, it gets people more engaged and you know, they want to get more involved. So that's what we're about. We're taking, like, our climate ambassadors are, you know, professors in colleges, but they're also people who are brand new to the whole kind of movement. They've been, you know, they've had realizations in the last year or so, and it's brilliant to see that, the diversity, because it's a lot easier then for those guys to talk to their communities and their families and friends mm-hmm. In the way that they know best, you know, because we're all kind of experts in our own experiences, if you like, and we all know our local communities and our local groups of people best. So, you know, these are the people that we need to go out there, once they're engaged, to talk to everyone else in their circles mm-hmm. to also get them engaged. you know, I think there is a bit of a cultural shift happening in the country, thankfully, with the likes of Blue Planet and Citizens Assembly. And I think I'm within my rights to add Climate Ambassador Programme to it now. You know, we have had a big impact this year through the impact of our volunteers who are going into their communities. And they're not only raising awareness, but they're kind of walking the talk as well. You know, they're carrying out the actions, I think, is really important. Mm-hmm. So although this issue was so large, and there was another recent report from the United Nations, the IPCC special report, that said we have 12 years now to, you know, to keep the worst effects of climate change from happening. Mm-hmm. So that's a really short space of time. But, and it's scary, you know, and it can be daunting, you know. So,
and the ages, Gary, the ages of those that can become ambassadors in this program, is it wide ranging?
Yeah, absolutely. So the only kind of age bracket we don't have involved is primary school. So we have secondary school students, third level students, and then adult members of the community. But on all of our guys, they have been showing that, okay, look, this is a massive global problem. But by taking action in your community, small actions on scale, that is important, because not only are you playing your part, however small, in the reduction or the adaptation, you know, to climate change, it's more importantly, you know, sending the message out, because even those actions that are being taken, they're showing other people, you know, when you can explain why you're taking those actions, mm-hmm. that's really powerful. And as always as well, by the way, as well, now, like, you know, benefits for your pocket, benefits for your heart, benefits for your community, you know, for your well-being. Mm-hmm. You know, you quite often you'll save money and you'll improve your health, you know, and you know, you have lots of social cohesion going on within the community, with people. You know, people are getting together. They're actually having a bit of fun with a lot of this stuff as well, which is important to say.
Indeed.
You know, so it's not all, you know, it doesn't all have to be doom and gloom. Like, change is always inherently involves a bit of risk, you know, and people can be averse to change. Oh, why should I change? But, you know, when you can present it in a way that, well, look, you can actually have a bit of fun doing this. You can save some money. You can have, you know, a bit of a healthier lifestyle. You know, all these things. And that's what our guys are doing. They're showing that with the actions they're taking now.
And I think...
Saying why they're doing it.
Gary, I think with the responsibility, the children enjoyed responsibility and boost their confidence. There's all sorts of benefits attached to it. I'm just thinking now, this time of the year as well, when you were talking about all the negative stuff, I mean, if you go around all the shops now today, it's a little bit depressing to see all the toys that are on sale and the packaging that goes with them. It's, you know, you'd imagine some of the firms would say, well, okay, we'll play our part. They still have to learn, don't they, with all this packaging they put.
Yeah. I mean,
you might get a doll about 6 inches high that have packaging like that would fill a bin. And that's what I'm going to say. It's terrible, terrible.
Well, listen, that's the other thing. Like, not only is it important to talk to your politicians and, you know, your local councillors and stuff to tell them why you think it's important to make these changes for the better for the environment, but also, you know, you can also vote with your pocket, because absolutely businesses will change and they are changing when they see the demands that we have as consumers. So if you choose not to buy, you know, toys, for example, that are as heavily packaged, or avoid plastic toys and things like that, you know, businesses are look at that, and they monitor all that sort of stuff very closely. So mm-hmm. There's another good reason, another good example of what you can do as an individual. You can choose, you know, to have a more sustainable Christmas, and you can tell others as well, perhaps, why you're doing that. And, you know, the more people that do that, the more businesses will change as well, you know. So, that's another good example. And
okay.
we just had a little thing last week with this Black Friday thing that's going on nowadays. We asked people to have a Green Friday as well. So instead of buying stuff, have an experience, you know, meet your friend for a cup of coffee, go home to your mom's and have dinner and just go outside for a walk with your niece and nephew, whatever it might be, and just have an experience. So that would be a suggestion from myself for Christmas. Rather than buying lots of stuff, buy presents that are experiences instead. You know, bring
Indeed.
Someone to the cinema, you know, bring your mom out for dinner or whatever it might be, you know. And,
especially Gary, if you're lucky enough to live out in this area where you've got Malahide, Howe, Port Marnock and all these wonderful amenities all around you, and it's all free just to go around. It's climateambassador.ie, people can look up. But also I just want to finish, because it's coming up on the 5th, UCD School of Agriculture and Food Science and the UCD Earth Institute and the Soil Science Society of Ireland, a mouthful there, but having a conference on soils for society in University College on the 5th. So that sounds like it's going to be a great conference, and people maybe should make their way along to that as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's any opportunity that you get to meet like-minded people and just have discussions and ask questions and share stories is fantastic. You know, get out there, get involved.
Anything else, Gary, before I let you go?
Well, I don't know if it's too early to wish everyone a happy Christmas, but I just wish everyone all the best. And, you know, for sure, if they're thinking about getting out there, do that. Like, on our website, there's lots of information. So, you know, so dip your toe in the water, have a look and see what's going on. And just reach out. You know, our Facebook, and we're on Facebook and Twitter as well, so you can link up with our other climate ambassadors and you know, just get out there and take actions. And, you know, we can organise a talk in your school or your workplace or whatever it might be, you know. So do my contact details, myself and Grania's contact details on the website as well.
Okay.
So please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, it's great there for the young people to get involved. As I say, the truth is in youth, and they just grab everything and with great enthusiasm. And they're the future, there's no doubt about it. Thank you very much, Gary.
Okay, thanks, Al. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Gary Tyrrell, Climate Action Officer with Antoshka and with the Environment Education Unit. And wise words, and something to contemplate there as well.